Miss Kaufman is my last guest at Intune. Lovely it is to see you. Strauss apparently didn't like tenors, but I think even he might have been converted by that.
Well, I have to say, I made my peace with that. I know that he had probably some problems with the tenors. Well, there are those rumours that one of my teachers, Hans Hotter, always was telling us that he loved to play cards, and they were playing like every night, and always with a bunch of singers together with Strauss, and always every time the tenor was winning, the next morning first thing was to write some almost impossible to sing lines for the tenor, higher and higher. So, I mean, in the end, I have to say, especially for the songs, I'm so thankful that he was there and that he wrote it like that. And I mean, he did write almost every song in the right tune for the high voice. So for tenors, all the male songs are, most of them are for tenors, some are for bass, but really rarely. So I can be very thankful. I don't say anything against his.
You wouldn't.
Problems with tenors.
Well, I mean, a lot, of course, the female voice because of his wife Paulina as well.
Yes, exactly.
But female, sure. they're purveyable by anyone, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, there's many of them that you really can't tell whether it's better for a male or female voice, and even the one we heard now is still a discussion to say, is it for a man or is it for a woman? Because there's one line he's saying, if you would only know me, if you only would know how wonderful it is for a man to stroll or to wander hands in hands with a woman, you would come to me, you would join me. But, I mean, if the me is the man, why is he so selfish to say, it's so nice for a man to be with a woman, that's why you have to come? I mean, why doesn't he say, if you only would know, it's so beautiful for a woman to have a strong handed man at your side? That would be much more convincing, I would say. So therefore, maybe it's written originally for a woman.
Or else he realised that his wife was so strong that she wouldn't take any of that from him at all. He'd just get a sort of smite around the head with the score. He might very well do. But they're wonderful. They really are, and beautifully delivered. And you've got this baritonal quality as well. Is it a case increasingly that people don't like to be pigeonholed quite so much? All right, I know you're a tenor, but you can go down to those baritonal amber tones as well.
Yes, I have to say, when I started first singing and had my first lessons, even the first years at the music school, I didn't have any low register because I was trying all the time to sound like a German tenor. Mm. And German tenors usually don't sound so dark and round. They sound...
They're up there like a Wagnerian trumpet, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's... So, I mean, the typical German voice is something else, and I was looking for that and trying to imitate somebody else and to try to make it sound like everybody expected me to sound, and so therefore I had no low register at all. And then finally, when I got to a teacher who said, well, I know, just open your mouth and sing, which sounds very, very simple, but in fact it is not, because it's, in the end, it is nothing but that. That's what I'm doing now. I'm just opening and I'm singing almost as natural as I'm talking. But it's a long way. And then the voice got darker and got rounder, and I had a... Well, yeah, I could sing. Of course, many of the baritone roles would be possible. And so there are some interesting parts in opera, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
There are somewhere in between, like Peleas, for instance. It's either high baritone or low tenor, and a very interesting character. And there are many, many more of that sort of character. So maybe some... someday in between of some typical tenor roles, I will do one of those.
Be able to do everything. Well, we last talked to you, I think, you're having great triumph in Edinburgh. You've been to Covent Garden before, but I think this is certainly your debut in the role of Don Jose in Carmen, isn't it?
It is, exactly.
This is the first time. I have to say, it fits you like a glove.
Oh, thank you.
I don't mean it in a nasty way. I know he's a nasty, deceiving, jealous, difficult character.
But that's what, for me, what makes it even more interesting, because if you have just a one-dimensional character, he's playing the nice, handsome guy from the very beginning to the end, that's not what I'm interested in. I mean, to see that, I don't want to say the evil in that character, because, I mean, you can't blame José for the way he's acting, for the way he's treating people, because you don't know too much about his background. So whatever happened, I mean, you obviously know that he's pretty much in hands of his mother, so that, and there is no line showing any evidence about a father ever existed.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an interesting one, because the lure of the mother, and his mother is there pulling him back, but he doesn't want domesticity. He doesn't want the good and sensible life with a nice, sensible girl.
Well,
he's
actually,
fallen,
I mean, what he says,
for the passion and
the moment he reads this letter, sorry to interrupt you, but even the moment he reads this letter, he's actually saying, he's convinced, and he says, yes, okay, if you want me to marry that girl, yeah, mother, I will do so, I will marry her. And then he looks at this flower, and this other girl, Carmen, comes in his way. Really, I mean, he's just he sees her in front of him, and that what makes him completely confused, because he doesn't know, he can't handle his feelings.
Well, she throws herself at him, not quite. She throws the flower at him, and that's what does it, and it gives rise, of course, to one of these beautiful, beautiful arias. I hope you don't mind. It's the Berlin Philharmonic and von Karajan and Jose Carreras. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, go ahead,
yeah.
Sure.
Hey!
And Don Jose is hooked. Carmen has flung the flower. The Berlin Philharmonic, Herbert von Karajan and Jose Carreras. Well, if you're lucky enough to be able to get a ticket for the new production by Francesco Zambello, the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden, you'll have the orchestra in fizzing form in the pit, conducted by Antonio Pappano, and you will have Jonas Kaufmann on the stage, and Ms. Antonacci as his Carmen. And you really make the most incredibly believable pair. You look fantastic. The tension is amazing. And against this great, almost Rubenesque tapestry of sensuality and debauchery, really. It's a full-bosomed, full-blooded production,
yeah, it is.
After all. This tension really plays out perfectly against that. Even the end, which can be a bit ham sometimes. I think people at the dress rehearsal were sitting on the edge of their seats because, there's a real sense of danger.
Well, that's a very, very high compliment you're giving me, because that's probably the target we were trying to aim at. And because especially fourth act is critical, because everybody knows how it's going to end, and so everybody's just waiting for that last moment. And so, knowing the situation so well, it's very difficult to build up that attention, that people are still interested in seeing that and are maybe even shocked.
Indeed.
In the moment it happens.
Even as you say, we know you're a soldier at the beginning, you've been fallen for Carmen, you've given up the army, you've gone into the gypsy band, so there's a huge amount of guilt playing in your character anyway. But at the end, when Carmen goes looking for you at the bullfight, people might think, well, why doesn't she just go in and keep out of the way? But of course then this whole gypsy lore and this whole Basque feeling of revenge and the cards, she sees her fate in the cards, you're both going to die. So she sort of knows it and you sort of know it.
Exactly. I think we both know that this is our destiny. And since we both had a very difficult life, I would say, up to that point, it's not a very long life, but I had so many problems, and when you look at the original book where Bizet took the piece from, that you see that the background from José is already violent, that he had killed other people before. It's not his first murderer in killing Carmen, his partner. So you see, he already ran away from his life once, tried a second life at the army, then did leave the army. He didn't want to leave the army, actually. If you look at the second act finale, she almost got him that far that he says, okay, I'm going to leave. Exactly.
But honor then, nearly brought him back.
Yeah, exactly. But then the last moment, the last bit of his mind says, no, you can't do that. And he decides to leave her, even though it means forever. And then, unfortunately, his commander comes in and...
Such is fate.
Yeah,
these little moments,
exactly.
Great things turn on. Well, it's a very physical production, as I said. It's wonderfully colourful. Rubens meets Bruegel, really. And you fling Miss Antonacci around the stage with quite a lot of abandon. I'm just trying to think. One of the last times you were at Covent Garden, I think, was with Miss Georgiou.
Exactly.
In Rondine. I don't think she'd have let you fling her around the stage.
Well, we should ask her. No, certainly not in that production. The production was much more smooth, and it was a beautiful... Rondine production, very beautiful, gorgeous set, but no violence at all. You've been saving it up. Exactly, this is the real thing. And, I was looking forward to sing that part, or not only sing, but perform that part so much, and I was very, very happy to finally do it now, that I'm really trying to throw in everything I have, meaning physical and vocally.
Well, you have thrown it in, as you think. So, yeah, I wouldn't call it that at all. You've put it into a wonderful melting pot, and I think people are going to go mad for this. There's no doubt about it. It's a great pleasure to have you with us. Congratulations to everybody involved in this. And we finish, as we began, with your latest recording, which is Sumptuous Strauss, and it's Morgan. There's nowhere to go after this, in a way. Never mind Don Jose and Carmen, the sad end of the opera. This is just a wonderful piece. This is peace at the end of a life, as... looking back and seeing maybe this is the end of things, and if it sounds like this, maybe it won't be too bad.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Morgan by Strauss, with my guest Jonas Kaufmann and the pianist Helmut Deutsch, and that's his recording on the Harmonia Mundi label of Strauss Lieder. And Jonas is about to be Don José in Carmen by Bizet in Francesco Zambella's wonderfully vibrant new production for the Royal Opera House Covent Garden, conducted by Antonio Pappano with Santinacci as his Carmen, and it really is a stunner. Its first night is on Friday. You can hear it here on BBC Radio 3 on Boxing Day at 7:30. And Francesco Zambella will be talking about the production on Music Matters this Sunday here on Radio 3 at 6:15. As I came out, rather than seeing the BBC outside broadcast vans, I saw a horse box and a rather smaller, more humble thing for a donkey. And indeed, there is a horse in the production, very well behaved so far, and a donkey, which is just a walk-on part. There's also a chicken as well, though I didn't see a hutch for it anywhere. Anyway, it all adds to the general merriment. You're listening to In Tune here on BBC Radio 3. It's 14 minutes past 7 o'clock.